Back home, the government wrapped things up yesterday with a final cabinet meeting before the summer break. But before ministers could pack their trunks and head for the hills, there were a number of important issues to sort out. Daniel McConnell, political correspondent with Independent Newspapers, is here now to go through the various decisions that were made and announcements that we heard about yesterday. Daniel, you're very welcome.
Morning, Claire.
I suppose the first one, and most importantly for most people, is the budget. And the government wants to deliver a less harsh budget in 2015. Are the numbers beginning to add up?
They certainly seem to be, and all the mood music from government in recent weeks has been that a budget significantly lower than the two billion previously stated target will be achievable. Certainly, we know that the initial process of bilateral meetings and certainly the kind of negotiations between Brendan Howland's Department of Public Expenditure and the other line departments have begun in recent weeks. We know that Brendan Howland had sought basically initial sort of ideas where savings could be cut or could be made. He had sought a package of about 5% off the total government spending. We know that government departments haven't quite delivered on that because they essentially think that, you know, there's money to be spent there. So Brendan Howland himself is saying he's having to manage expectations. You know, while there's a less harsh budget on the way, there still is an adjustment to be made.
But in order to deliver any sort of a tax break, spending will have to be reined in. It's got to come from somewhere, right?
Absolutely. That was a very strong message from both Brendan Howland and Michael Noonan yesterday, is that, you know, ministers will have to dampen their expectation in terms of a loosening of their budgets in order to deliver on those tax promises, because certainly the government has raised expectations that there will be kind of moves to lessen the tax burden in the October's budget. If they don't deliver on that, then I think there'll be a backlash against it. So they have to come up some way to find the money to deliver a way of reducing, as they said in the restatement of government priorities, they need to lessen that marginal rate of 52%.
There was an interesting blog written by Brendan Howland on his department website last night. I don't know if you saw it.
I did.
Just pointing out that the health spend hasn't dropped significantly since 2011. Without saying anything, the implication there is, Leo, you're going to have to work within your means here.
Yeah, and this is kind of in the context that since taking office, Leo Varadkar has stressed very strongly the idea of realistic budgets in health. I think the point Brendan Howland was making, that, you know, we've heard repeatedly on shows like this and everywhere else in newspapers, you know, the crisis in health because of cuts and repeated cuts. I think the point Brendan Howland was making is that, you know, when you take in supplementary estimates or the additional sort of bailouts that they've gotten at the end of every year, spending has remained pretty static. Mm-hmm. And that reflects, I suppose, the difficulties in trying to get the health budget under control.
Absolutely. Okay, we're at 7:30 and time for the headlines, but we'll take them in just a moment because there are a couple of other issues, Daniel, that we wanted to touch on as well. Free GP care. Plans are pushing ahead for free GP care.
They are. Minister Varadkar got permission yesterday to draft legislation. We're told that legislation, which will bring free GP care for the over 70s, will be delivered by the end of the year or early next year. And essentially, so he's gone away and his department will go away and do that. There was some discussion about the under 6s, but obviously they still have to get agreement from the GPs, and there doesn't seem to be any sign of that in the near future. So that's you've almost got a twin track approach there at the moment, but certainly in terms of the over 70s, we're looking at the end of the year.
Okay, and water charges, there will be some concessions for those who are less well
off.
Yeah,
Taoiseach Joan Burton revealed yesterday that the government have agreed the €100 package for low income families, carers and those with disabilities, that essentially the government will pay them or give them an additional €100 to offset the cost of water charges. It'll be paid quarterly, so you'll get €25 every 3 months. The package itself is likely to cost in the region of £42 to £44 million in total. But what Joan Burton was saying yesterday is that combined with the free allowance for children, it should offset by and large the cost of water for those low income families.
But the costs are adding up, aren't they?
They are, and certainly, you know, with the abolition of the standing charge in Irish Water, seeking to reduce child's allowance, there's no clarity as of yet as to exactly what the costs are likely to be. Hopefully we'll get them in due course.
And the banking inquiry, separately to the cabinet meeting, the Oireachtas Banking Inquiry Committee made some decisions yesterday on the blueprint.
They did. They've agreed, I suppose, three broad modules as to how they'll conduct their work. They will have one looking at banking itself, the role of banking. Then another one looking at supervision, and the third, probably the most interesting one, is the one looking at the policy response. Now, there was a bit of a disagreement at the inquiry yesterday meeting about as to what sort of the sequencing of these things will happen, because obviously there's a concern that given there's only 18 months left of this government term, it mightn't get to the end of it, and you know, there's some political row as to when we want to see the likes of Brian Cowan and senior ministers and senior officials come in. Do you want it at the start or at the end? The feeling, if it's put at the end, then it's likely they won't ever come.
They won't ever come. Okay, we'll leave it there. Janet McConnell, thank you very much indeed, political correspondent with Independent News and Media.